Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 23, Devahuti's Lamentation, Text Number 55. Sangho ya samsriter haitur asatsu vito dhya sa eva sadushu krito Nisangatvaya kalpate Sangha association Ya which Samsmrite of the cycle of birth and death Hetu the cause Asatsu with those engaged in sense gratification. Vihita, done. Adiya, through ignorance. Sa, the same thing. Eva, certainly. Sadushu, with saintly persons. Kritaha, performed. Nisangatvaya to liberation. Kalpate leads. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Association for sense gratification is certainly the path of bondage. But the same type of association performed with a saintly person leads to the path of liberation, even if performed without knowledge. Please repeat. Association for sense gratification is certainly the path of bondage. But the same type of association performed with a saintly person leads to the path of liberation, even if performed without knowledge. Purport. The association of a saintly person in any way bears the same result. For example, Lord Krishna met many kinds of living entities, and some treated him as an enemy, and some treated him as an agent for sense gratification. It is generally said that the gopis were attached to Krishna for sense attractions, and yet they became first-class devotees of the Lord. Kamsa, Shishupal, Dantavakra, and other demons, however, were related to Krishna's enemies. But whether they associated with Krishna's enemies or for sense gratification, out of fear or as pure devotees, they all got liberation. That is the result of association with the Lord. Even if one does not understand who he is, the result will have the same efficacy. Association with a great saintly person also results in liberation, just as whether one goes towards fire knowingly or unknowingly, the fire will make him warm. Devahuti expressed her gratefulness, for although she wanted to associate with Kardama Muni, or Kardama Muni, only for sense gratification, because he was spiritually great, she was sure to be liberated by his benediction. Sangho ya sansmrite hetur asatsu vihito diya sa eva sarushu krito niksangatvaya kalpate. Association for sense gratification is certainly the path of bondage, but the same type of association performed with a saintly person leads to the path of liberation, even if performed without knowledge. Om Vishnu Vraya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswatam Deve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya De Sitarna. here is explained one of the most basic principles of how to advance in Krishna consciousness, namely through association with saintly persons. As we've heard, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahara Vimukte Tamo Dwaram Yoshita Sangi Sangha. That association with devotees, it opens the path of liberation. On the other hand, association with non-devotees sends one to the darkest regions of existence. Now the question is, who is the devotee? Or are there more than one type of devotee? The general tendency in the Western world is to make things simple. Either it's black or it's white. And anything in between is too complicated to talk about. But devotional service is not a black or white proposition. It is more like if you put an iron into the fire, the iron gets hotter and hotter and hotter, and eventually it becomes just like fire. So wherever you touch the iron, it'll act just like fire. Similarly, the more we associate with Krishna, the more consistently we're in consciousness of Krishna, and the more our intent is to please Him out of love and enthusiasm, then the more one becomes absorbed in that fire of Krishna consciousness. When Maharaj Vidura came back from his pilgrimage after many, many years away, Maharaj Yudhisthira greeted him with the words, Bhavad Vidas Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhutak Swayam Vibho Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani Swantak Stena Katavritaha. My dear Vidura, Bhavad Vidas Bhagavatas, that persons just like your good self are verily places of pilgrimage. Indeed, wherever you go, you turn that place into a place of pilgrimage because you carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead within your heart. Now the question is, who's eligible to carry Krishna within his heart? If that's the qualification to be considered a saintly person and verily a holy place of pilgrimage, then who can carry Krishna within the heart? Now, according to our philosophy, it is not difficult to carry Krishna within the heart in one sense. On the other sense, obviously, there is a few obstacles. Dhruva Maharaj, he was able to capture Krishna within his heart within 6 months. And we may wonder, after relatively many years of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we're wondering, why doesn't Krishna surrender? Well, Krishna is very happy to surrender, but he wants us to follow the process by which there's a reciprocation of surrender, where we actually surrender to him also, rather than to his illusory agent called Maya, his maidservant, Maya. In the Bhagavad Gita, the process of capturing Krishna within the heart has been explained in a very simple way. It's also been explained in very elaborate ways. In the verse 1857, Krishna says, Chaitasa sarva karmani maya sanyasimat paraha buddhiyogama pashitya matshitak satatam bhava. Shri Ranamadava Kijai. That in all activities, depend upon me. Work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that for one to act in Krishna consciousness means that one does not act as the master of the world. So here's our first introduction to Krishna consciousness. That there is a God, and that we're not that God. And we know from Bhagavad Gita who that God is. namely Krishna. So that means the implications are very deep. It means everything here belongs to Krishna. It is very simple and very difficult under Maya to actually appreciate. What to speak of rejecting or working against or making campaigns or having huge educational institutions just to make sure that no one believes that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What to speak of the fact that he owns everything here. And Prabhupada writes, just like a cashier in the bank, he counts millions of dollars. They may not be his, but still he does his duty and counts the money. And at the end of the day, he's not supposed to claim that he gets a percentage of whatever he counted. Otherwise, it's called illegal, avidhi purvakam. Similarly, accepting that everything here belongs to Krishna, now the next thing is, what does Krishna want us to do with his energy? That may not be so clear. Sometimes it appears that it's very clear to someone that last night I had a dream, Krishna told me to go and destroy the Hare Krishna movement. It's very unlikely that that's true. Why do we say it's very unlikely? Because there is a process of understanding what Krishna wants us to do through guru, sadhu, and shastra. And so Prabhupada writes next that someone may say, if Krishna is not personally present, how do we know what to do? So Srila Prabhupada writes, if one acts according to Krishna's directions in this book, Bhagavad Gita, as well as under the directions of the representatives of Krishna, then the result will be the same. So it's not the book or the representative, it's the book and the representatives. And if we don't know what's in the book, and we don't know what the representatives say, then we won't know what to do. One time I asked Srila Prabhupada that. I said, Srila Prabhupada, if Krishna wants me to do something, or if Krishna doesn't want me to do something, how will I know what Krishna wants me to do? And my rasa with Srila Prabhupada at that time was, every time I asked Prabhupada a question, he'd answer with a joke. It was just... So Prabhupada looked at me and started to laugh. And he said, you won't know what to do. He said, you'll do the wrong thing. And everyone started to laugh who was there. And Prabhupada looked at me with the most compassionate look I've ever seen. In any case, there is a process of finding out what Krishna wants us to do. And if we don't know what to do, it is only common sense that very humbly we search. Amadi dvam, adambi dvam, ahimsa, shanti, arjavam. Acharyopasadam, socham, stiryam, atman, vinigraha. We have to have some humility at the beginning, and then there is a progression. Freedom, humility, and lack of false prestige. Then we humbly search after the answer from the right source, ultimately approaching someone who knows the answer. Then they can give us the answer. Then when we get the answer, then we can work. We can act for Krishna. It may not be very complicated. Obviously, Srila Prabhupada has created a program which is very simple. We don't have to ask the saintly persons that we know whether to go to Mangalarti or not. We don't have to ask them if we should chant Hare Krishna. We don't have to ask them about 90, probably, or hopefully, 95 or 99% of our service that we've been given to do. But there may be sometimes some doubt, and then we have to inquire humbly. And when the answer is known, then we follow the answer, and that's the beginning. To do the right thing, and then we have to do the right thing in the right consciousness. And what is that consciousness? That Krishna, he's asked me to do this service. That it wasn't some temple commander or whoever else. I don't like them, but they don't give me prasadam unless I follow their instructions. So what to do? I'm surrendered. One has to be conscious that Krishna, we're actually following Krishna's representatives. And that they're asking us, what are they asking us to do? We should do the work to please Krishna. That I've been appointed to discharge this particular duty by Krishna. And I'm doing it just to please him. And what will be the result? What is the result we're looking for? More followers, more security, more reputation, better prasadam. What is the result we're looking for? The result will be that naturally we'll think of Krishna. And what has Prabhupada said? That is perfect Krishna consciousness. Not that we do something whimsically, that, my dear Lord, I've done this service, it was a mistake, no one else wants to accept the results, so here, I offer them to you. You're all merciful. Please accept. No, that's called acting whimsically. Unless we follow the process given to us by Lord Krishna, it's considered whimsical. And how do we know? That order of Krishna is coming down through the simple succession from the bona fide spiritual master. And so the bona fide spiritual master's order should be taken as one's prime necessity of life. If one gets a bona fide spiritual master and acts according to his direction, then one's success in Krishna consciousness is guaranteed. So who is the bona fide spiritual master? Who is the bona fide person to lead? In one sense, there is an authority structure that Prabhupada has set up. But that does not mean that one should follow blindly. Blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. One should get a clear understanding through submission, service, and inquiries. That one should not only hear submissively, but one should get a clear understanding through service, submission, and inquiries. So there's a process. We don't blindly follow out of sentiment, and we don't ask completely useless inquiries that have nothing to do with our advancement in Krishna consciousness. That combination between knowledge and bhakti has to be there so that the result is we become conscious of Krishna. We become conscious that at every moment, all the time, everything is perfectly arranged by Krishna. And it's being arranged to inspire us, to educate us, to become conscious of Krishna. Maya sometimes slaps us to wake us up, and sometimes the devotees give us the beautiful lotus flower to smell to awaken our Krishna consciousness. In any case, the aim of the material energy and the aim of the devotees is the same, to awaken our dormant Krishna consciousness. And all the devotees in the movement are meant to act as instruments in that awakening. Whether we have an official post in the movement, whether we're a Diksha Guru or a Shiksha Guru, whether we're a GBC, whether we're the temple president, or we're cleaning the toilets. Everyone has the same purpose, to act as an instrument for Krishna, to help awaken our Krishna consciousness and everyone else's. When Srila Prabhupada was asked, 1977, November 2nd, 1977, just a few days before his disappearance, some Indian gentleman came into Prabhupada's room and more or less demanded that Prabhupada explain to them who the next leader of the Hare Krishna movement would be. And he demanded that even the personal associates of Prabhupada, his servants, leave the room for the discussion. And when the personal servants came back, Prabhupada told them that they had asked me who the next leader will be. And Prabhupada said, I told them that whoever follows the previous leader, he becomes the next leader. As purely as one follows the present leader, they become the next leader. The leader is not something official. The actual leader is, as much as we capture Krishna within our heart, we become the leader. That's the purpose. There may be many organization necessities of how we organize ourselves to help make the process as simple as possible to capture Krishna within our heart. In the verse 1865, Manmana Bhava Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mame Vaishasi Satyam Te Prati Jani Priyosi Me. Always think of me, Krishna says. Become my devotee, worship me, offer your obeisances to me. The result is that you'll come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. And in the purport, Prabhupada writes that, well, one thing he says, that one should organize one's life in such a way that throughout the 24 hours of day, one cannot help but think of Krishna. And the result is that one is guaranteed he'll go back to Krishna. That Krishna will reveal himself to us. Or in the Parivasana Sutra, in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma kame divyam evam yoveti tatvataha tyaktvadeham punarjanma naitimam eti sorjana. That one who understands the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving his body, take birth again in the material world, but he goes back to the spiritual world. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, if one simply says once to Lord Krishna, my dear Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that one at once becomes liberated and is going back to the spiritual world is guaranteed. Everyone can repeat, my dear Lord, you are the Supreme Krishna. Well, I got it wrong. My dear Lord, Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thank you very much. No. Obviously, there's something in between. In other words, we're so many times a day, we're saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're saying that, my dear Lord, oh the energy of the Supreme Lord, oh the Supreme Lord, kindly engage me in your loving service. So many times a day we're saying that. So why are we not liberated instantly? Well, in one sense, we are liberated. But there are different types of liberation. For example, in this verse, Kamsa was liberated by association with Krishna, Shishupal, so many demons. But we want something more than their kind of liberation. Merging in Brahman or getting material opulence. Because in the history, for instance, of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, we find that by being killed by the Lord, their next lifetime was not in Brahman. They got opulence, unlimited possibilities of sense gratification by association with Krishna. They got liberated from all their anxieties how to gratify their senses. And after being killed again by Krishna, again they took birth as Shushupal and Dantavakra from Ravana and Kumbhakarna, and they got even more opulence. Finally, they got killed, and they had knowledge that this is actually God. And therefore, they actually attained merging in Brahman. So, by associating with Krishna in some way or another, we're all being benefited. But there's a process of chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is the easiest process, so that we can very quickly get all the benefit, direct association with Krishna, direct association with Krishna's associates, directly entering into the spiritual atmosphere of devotion and loving service. So it begins with chanting clearly. As you all heard that famous mantra, either from me or in other classes or from your maybe some devotee you know, the mantra is not shnik, shnik, ram, ram, day, 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 hey, kitty, kitty, hey, kitty, kitty. I don't know which sampradaya that comes from, but I don't know of anyone giving that mantra within the ISKCON movement. But somehow or another, it's become very popular. So the mantra is, at least, utilizing the tongue and the lips and whatever else we have to utilize. We chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that's the first step. Is attentive chanting. Now many times the devotees say, but what about my mind? My mind is here, it's going there, it's going everywhere. What about my mind? Well, we're not supposed to follow the mind, of course. But nor is the mind the most important element in chanting Hare Krishna. The most important element above the mind is the intelligence. So we have to use our intelligence how to chant Hare Krishna in such a way as to get the full result. No matter where the mind's going, due to our previous association, it may be have some significance, but ultimately it's not that important. What is important is that we utilize our intelligence. We know the instructions how to chant nicely, so we try to concentrate on properly utilizing our tongue, our lips, our teeth, so that we chant very clearly and that we listen to it. How are we chanting? Am I actually chanting the names? Or after some mantras, I'm thinking, it didn't work. I chanted so nicely, so clearly, Krishna doesn't appreciate me. He hasn't revealed himself for me. It's been at least 5 minutes. I'm getting bored. No, we have to go beyond that. We have to chant, listen to our chanting, and then try to improve the quality, calling out to Srimati Radharani and Krishna. We have to believe that they exist, that they actually are hearing us when we're chanting. They're not indifferent to us. They're not simply a mythology. We have to forget about all these doubts and call out to them sincerely. But we have to also avoid, that's important. And then when we can do that, then we have to be aware of why we so sincerely chanting for them, to them. What are we asking them for? When Srila Prabhupada was in traveling in India one time, he was in one train car, and some Indian gentleman wanted to get his darshan. But Prabhupada's servants did not want Prabhupada to be disturbed, so they were trying to make sure that these Indian gentlemen did not get into the car. But somehow or another, they captured Prabhupada's attention, they captured his eye, and Prabhupada was more or less, due to the etiquette, obliged to invite them to come in. They came in, and Prabhupada said, yes, what can I do for you? They said, Swamiji, Swamiji, we have your darshan. It is so wonderful. Please, give us your blessings. Ashivad, please. So Prabhupada looked and said, yes, very nice. And what blessings do you want? So they said, blessings we want. Because generally the people come to the sadhu and they ask the sadhu for their blessing. The sadhu raises his hands, waves them a few times. Blessings. Fire or sparks emanate from the hands. And they say, oh, thank you. So Prabhupada asked them. They were quite surprised that the sadhu was going to ask what kind of blessings they were expecting. So they said, Swamiji, one of them said, Swamiji, I have a daughter. The dowry is very expensive. I can't afford the dowry. Please give me your blessings. Another said, I have this water on my foot. I've gone to so many doctors. It has not worked. I need your blessing. So Prabhupada looked at them and said, well, and then Prabhupada pointed to his sannyas disciples, the saffron cloth. Of course, my cloth is not so saffron. It'll be dyed tomorrow, by the way. He pointed to the saffron cloth and said, this is my blessing. And they said, oh, Swamiji, you look very tired. It is getting very late. I think we'll come back tomorrow and get your blessings. What to speak if we become conscious of Krishna? What to speak of being a sannyasi? Renounce the material world. We'll have to renounce everything, even our false ego. The sannyasis can renounce the material world, merge in Brahman, and become God there. But if we become Krishna conscious, then we become, from here, we come all the way down. Wow, I didn't think, it's really tiny. Where am I? 1/10,000th the size of Tip Aaron's size? I didn't join the Hare Krishna movement to find that out. Please, anything but that. I mean, I knew I was humbly, you know, I was supposed to be humble, but that's too much. We have to accept that we actually are insignificant. Not how can I become humble? How can we become humble? Just find out who we are. Just find out how wonderful Krishna is. Just find out how wonderful Krishna's devotees are, and automatically we'll become humble and we'll be very happy to become humble. So we have to be prepared to that. If we actually chant Hare Krishna, calling out to Srimati Radharani and Krishna to engage us in their loving service, and we do it happily, that I don't have to worry about my prestige. I don't have to worry about my schedule. I don't have to worry about anything. I just have to worry about the fact that I want to engage in your loving service, and therefore you'll appear within my heart, and I'll become fully Krishna conscious, and then I'll be able to help others. I'll know the science of how to help them become Krishna conscious and solve all their problems also. Naiva dvije puradratya vaitranyas tvavirya gayana mahamrita magna chitak so chevi mukha chetasa indriyarta maya sukhaya bharam udvato vimudan. Prahlad Maharaj, he said, I'll give you any benediction, Lord Nrsingadev. So Prahlad Maharaj said, please come back tomorrow. I'll consult my friends and see what I need. No, he said, I don't need any benediction. Why? Because whenever I chant your glories, I immediately merge into an ocean of happiness. And I'm completely satisfied. It is completely beyond anything I could have imagined every time I chant. It becomes more and more wonderful beyond any conception I had previously. So I'm always in awe and wonder, anxious for the next moment to find out how much more wonderful you are and how much more wonderful I can realize how all your devotees and energies are. But you appear to be lamenting, Prabhupada said. Lord Nrsingadev could have said, well, you appear to be a little despondent, Prahlad. So Prahlad Maharaj said, yes, I am lamenting for those vimudhas. Not asses, but vimudha, super asses. who are spoiling their lives day and night for sense gratification without any idea of what love of God is. Therefore, I'm working to make them Krishna conscious, to help them become Krishna conscious. So Prabhupada writes here, even we have no knowledge, if we act according to the previous acharyas, we act according to Prabhupada's instructions, the most perfect instructions, and even as they come down through Prabhupada's representatives, who are actually repeating and serving, following Prabhupada. And if we do that, then the result is, even if we're not in knowledge, we'll be able to help others. And if we gain this knowledge, if we actually become Krishna conscious, just like Srila Prabhupada was so Krishna conscious, I remember one day, and I always try to remember that day, in Boston in 1969, I had come from Buffalo, New York with some of the devotees, and we were waiting in the Boston temple for Prabhupada to come. I had seen Prabhupada before, but... And Prabhupada was walking up the stairs of the second floor, first time he was there also. And I remember Lord Chaitanya, the picture is still there in the Boston temple. Suddenly, Lord Chaitanya had become effulgent. And I didn't see Prabhupada, but I just saw the picture had become effulgent. And then Prabhupada walked up the stairs, and the whole room turned into Vaikuntha. That was not only my impression, but everyone who was there that I asked, they had the same experience. For the first time in this lifetime I could remember, I had no anxiety whatsoever. Everything was wonderful. Prabhupada sat down in the chair and he looked at me, and I could see, as many other devotees could see, that Prabhupada not only saw my body, and the mind, and the intelligence, he could actually see me, whoever I am. And then for the next half an hour, the Prabhupada was in the temple room, it was Vaikuntha. And Prabhupada related the stories, unfortunately they were not recorded, of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. And every story, I was feeling I was actually there. And then Prabhupada left, he went downstairs, and I came back to where I normally am. So what does that mean? It means who can understand Prabhupada? Who can understand the depth of his meditation on Krishna, on his spiritual master and his instructions? Who could actually understand? I cannot even have any idea where Prabhupada was actually situated or where he's situated now. All I can understand is that to follow his instructions is the only way I'm going to even have any chance to understand. And for those who are following his instructions better than I am, who are more situated in Krishna consciousness, then only by following their instructions am I going to be able to understand. And even if someone's not better situated, but if they repeat his instructions with all their, and they're doing it as sincerely as possible, then if I try to understand what they're saying and follow Prabhupada's instructions, then I'll make progress also. In any case, it's not that difficult. Prabhupada is shown by his example. He's given us many instructions. And he said, if you cannot do better, at least maintain what I've given you. So as we've seen, that's not so easy. But our process is not so difficult. We have to follow Prabhupada's process, become ecstatic in Krishna consciousness, and then we'll become enlivened and we'll have the understanding more and more and more how to fulfill Prabhupada's desires, how to fulfill the desires of the previous acharyas, and become a better and better and better instrument and be able to make our lives successful and help others make their lives successful too. So, thank you very much. Any questions or comments?
Thank you very much, Maharaj. You make a good point. My question is very focused in that verse, you say the association with saintly person is the more important thing. Sadhu Sangha is also in the mantra, Sangha Yosan system. So sometimes we have difficulties in Krishna consciousness or devotional service, and because we are not in that Paramahansa state, we can have direction with in the heart with Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Guru. So how we know what is the right source if there are not available advanced devotees? How is the real process to know what Krishna wants, what is the best things to do in that critical moments?
Well, we have an advanced devotee. Prabhupada's instructions are always there. And if we imbibe those instructions, we assimilate them, then Krishna within the heart as a super soul will remind us what the appropriate instructions are coming from Prabhupada. And if we serve those instructions, and we take also counsel from the present representatives of Prabhupada, the present devotees within the ISKCON movement, the ones that we have faith in, we assimilate those instructions, and when it's clear exactly what Krishna wants us to do, and we do it, then the result is that we'll actually become Krishna conscious. Krishna will reveal himself to us. We'll get the result we're looking for, Krishna consciousness. Yes. So in other words, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra are very much present in our society. We have to learn how to take advantage of them. Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your class, Maharaj. Sometimes we're in danger of acting whimsically, as you mentioned in your class, especially maybe we prematurely think we can take guidance from Chaitanya Guru without consultation of others. Can you give some, under which circumstances are we in danger of acting whimsically, and could you give some examples of that?
Well, as soon as we think we can act independently, as Prabhupada said, anyone who thinks that he can act without consultation of other devotees, and without, what to speak of a spiritual master, one who's better than we are, who's absorbed in Krishna consciousness, then he at once becomes fallen. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 1. So as soon as we think we can act without consultation with others, we're independent, unless we're directly hearing it from Krishna, then we at once become in danger. Krishna says, Mat Shita Sarva Dwaragani, Mat Prasada Tarishasi, Atacha Twamahankara Vimokshasi Vinankshasi, Nishoshasi Vinankshasi. If you do not act according to my direction, Matshita Sarva Dwaragani, if you become absorbed in following my direction, then you'll pass over all the obstacles of conditional life by my grace. If, however, you act without hearing from me or my representatives, then you'll be lost. So as soon as we neglect the devotees and think, I don't really care about the authorities, they're all in Maya. I don't care about my guru, he doesn't understand me. I don't care about Prabhupada's books, they're too hard to understand, they're full of contradictions. I don't care about anything, I'm just with Krishna. Then one will find out, Krishna, Maya can appear in many ways. She can appear apparently as Chaitanya Guru also. And tell you, hi, this is Krishna talking to you. You remember me, right? Just follow me, everything will be all right. Don't listen to these other people. They're in Maya. Only you're out of Maya. You can hear me directly. Yes.
So in the mode of passion, there's doubt. You don't know what to do or what not to do. But in the mode of ignorance, there's no doubt. You're completely convinced of the wrong thing.
Right.
So is there any hope in that situation?
Yeah, we act in the mode of goodness by hearing from authorities. We ourselves may be situated in lower modes, but if we know that and then we take shelter and strictly follow the instructions the best we can, then the result is that Krishna will help us from within. He'll give us the understanding how to do our service better and better and better. He'll reveal Himself when humbly we serve the previous acharyas. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. In the verse it says, when one performs materialist psychic, or associates with materialists, then he becomes, gets bonded. An example of that would be watching movies or playing frivolous sports like that. And then it says in the verse that by the same type of association with saintly persons, one gains liberation.
You mean if you play tennis with a saintly person, you'll get liberation?
That's the question. That's the question.
It hasn't worked for me. No, of course not. This means the same type of... If we associate with a devotee for service, then we'll get liberation. And if we associate with Maya and serve the Maya, then we'll get bondage. So we have a tendency to serve this body and things in relation to the body, and that binds us. But if we serve, instead of serving the body, we utilize the body in Krishna's service, utilize the body in the service of Krishna's representatives, then we become liberated. But that means the service has to be authorized. And there are 9 processes of devotional service. Prabhupada writes, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam. And these are the 9 authorized activities. Anything besides this, nectar of devotion, nectar of instruction, anything besides this is considered to be a fall down. So we serve the saintly persons by following these 9 processes. Kurantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Bol.